Miss Henry County Fair pageant.
Wow.
So just a good old-fashioned fair.
Did you ever run for anything like Miss Banana
No.
Pie or anything like that? Why is it always food with me? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. No, I mean, I did a lot of contests, like music contests, things
right.
like that.
Sure.
I competed in a lot of those, but no, I usually made fun of those people.
Okay. Well, I dated Miss...
Not made fun, but I just didn't... I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't get it.
I dated Miss Newport Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she had won the crown like 5 years earlier, so I guess...
Right. It always hit me as just kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And not... I didn't feel like they were being real.
Right.
So it always kind of made me laugh.
Well, I had a traumatic experience.
Not that there's anything wrong with don't be sending me hate mail.
Right.
But.
I had a traumatic experience, actually, with this girl who became Miss Newport Richie in eighth grade.
Yeah, I remember.
She's the one that stuck the
pencil
in my leg, and
yeah.
snapped it off. This is back when lead was in pencils, back in the 70s.
Yes, Randy, I'm queuing up the poor pitiful me.
But we
music
dated
right now.
We dated, and it for a short time, but I was enamored by this girl after she stabbed me, and she went on to be Miss Newport Richie.
I'm sure her being Miss Newport Richie had nothing to do with you.
Well, I keep playing that card because I'm trying to get my street cred up.
Is that
now
what
that
it
Trey's
is?
In the studio? I'm trying to.
Does that impress you much?
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, Cheryl Moore, beautiful lady. She's still beautiful, even when I go see her at all these class reunions and stuff. So anyway, I forgave her. So
sounds like it.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.